91X News.
It's 11 degrees and sunny at 8 o'clock. I'm Taylor Rinkema. A boat docked in Victoria Harbor was robbed sometime between 11 a.m. Tuesday and 9 o'clock Wednesday night. A flare gun, alcohol, fishing poles, and fishing equipment were all reported stolen. Just after 4 o'clock yesterday afternoon, police were called to a North Front Street grocery store for a robbery. 44-year-old Elizabeth Williams is being charged with theft under $5,000. Sometime between 2 and 6 o'clock yesterday afternoon, someone reportedly broke into an Airport Parkway home. It's not yet known if anything was stolen, but the investigation is continuing. Just after midnight last night, police pulled a vehicle over on Highway 37. A small amount of marijuana was seized, but no charges were laid. The name of the driver or any potential passengers has not been released. About 130 jobs have been saved at Norampak in Trenton. The containerboard mill was slated for closure tomorrow, but a deal has been reached between parent company Cascades Inc. and the mill employees. Terms of the deal were not released, but union representative Dave Moffitt says more than 70% of the workers voted in favor of the offer. Quinte West Mayor John Williams says his officials worked closely with both sides to ensure a deal was reached. The plant produces 150,000 tons of corrugated packaging annually and brings about $10 million to the area's forest industry. If all goes according to plan, this should be the last day of a strike that has shut down freight operations at CP Rail. Bill Marshall has more.
It appears a bill that forces 4,800 CP Rail workers back to their jobs is going to be passed by the Senate today. Labor Minister Lisa Raitt says the striking workers, including locomotive engineers and conductors, should be prepared to go back to their jobs tomorrow morning. The Harper government says the walkout, now into its ninth day, is costing the economy of Canada up to $80 million a day. Bill Marshall, The Canadian Press, Toronto.
A deal has been reached that will see minority Liberal government's budget bill passed. Ontario politicians will postpone their summer break by at least 1 week. They'll come back again towards the end of June to pass the budget bill. The Conservatives have been using stalling tactics in the legislature to protest the limited time available for hearings into the scandal at the Orange Air Ambulance Service. The Tories have agreed to abandon their protest in exchange for an extra 6 days of committee hearings into Orange over the summer. Police are hunting for a low-budget porn actor in the shocking case of a dismembered body whose parts were mailed to Ottawa. One of the addresses was the headquarters of the Conservative Party of Canada. Peter Ray has more.
Montreal police say they're looking for 29-year-old Luca Rocco Magnotta, believed to be originally from Toronto, in connection with a suspected homicide. The suspect was renting an apartment in a Montreal building that's now at the epicenter of the body parts investigation. Building manager Eric Shore says he never had any complaints about his tenant.
He was actually here only about 4 months. Model tenant, as usual.
It was behind the apartment building that a man's torso was found in a locked suitcase on Tuesday. That same day, a foot was found in a package opened at Conservative headquarters, and a hand was found at an Ottawa postal warehouse. Peter Ray, The Canadian Press, Montreal.
Negotiations are set to resume today between students and the Quebec government on ending a months-long protest against tuition hikes. Canadian Press reporter Ross Marowitz says the ball is now in the government's court.
The students presented the last proposal yesterday. The minister is expected to respond today with their counter. It seemed to be a big day to decide whether or not there'll be a settlement in this long dispute or not.
Student leaders are not releasing the details of their latest proposal. The president of the Alberta Federation of Labour says Albertans should be thanking Tom Mulcair for wading into the debate over the oil sands. Gil McCowan says Mulcair has ignited the debate over oil sands development by suggesting the resource sector has caused an inflated dollar and cost manufacturing jobs in central Canada.
One of the things that I'm frustrated with, and one of the reasons that I agreed to give this talk today, was because every time anyone, whether it's here in Alberta or across the country, raises questions about the approach that the Alberta government and oil companies are taking to development in the oil sands, they're shouted down, they're demonized, they're dismissed.
Mulcair, who's been criticized by the Western premiers, is scheduled to tour the oil sands today. The UN Security Council is again divided on Syria after a closed-door briefing on the massacre in Houla. Warren Levinson has the details.
Syria is edging closer to a civil war that will engulf the region, U.S. Ambassador Susan Rice says, and the UN Security Council is divided about how to prevent it. More pressure on the Syrian government.
There are some who expressed grave skepticism and some who said it's past time.
There are sanctions.
There are very severe sanctions on Syria, unilateral sanctions adopted by a number of countries, and they're having very severe effect.
Ambassador Vitaly Churkin of Russia, the Syrian regime's chief ally on the council, insists foreign-backed opposition is just as responsible for the violence as the government is. Warren Levinson, New York.
That's 91X News to 806. Sports and weather are next.
Ideal Bikes Fact.
Cycling can improve your balance and body coordination. Balance means proper weight and stamina, while coordination means synchronization of your body and mind. Seeking physical and mental wellness? It's time to go cycling.
This message brought to you by Ideal Bike, newly relocated at 316 Front Street, downtown Belleville. Ideal Bike, Quinte's premier bike shop, featuring new and used cycles, Trek, Raleigh, and BMX brands, plus a full line of accessories and complete services. Call 779-6979 or visit idealbike.com.
91X Sports, the LA Kings are still the king of the road in the NHL playoffs. The Kings remain unbeaten away from home in the playoffs after taking the opener of the Stanley Cup final. Final score was 2-1 in overtime against New Jersey. Andrei Kopitar ended the contest just over 8 minutes into overtime after taking a pass from Justin Williams. He raced in all alone before deking Martin Brodeur and slipping the puck over him. New Jersey coach Peter DeBoer says his team did not do enough in the first game of the Stanley Cup against the Kings.
I don't believe we deserve to win tonight. That's the bottom line, and that's what happened. If we had a one, we would have been sneaking one out. So.
Colin Frazier scored in the first for the LA Kings, and Anton Volchenkov replied late in the second for the Devils. Nicklas Lidstrom will announce today if he's returning to play a 21st season with the Detroit Red Wings. The seven-time Norris Trophy winner put retirement on hold in each of the previous 2 years. He signed one-year contracts and answered questions from the media on conference calls. This time he's making his announcement at a news conference at Joe Louis Arena. On the hardwood, the Miami Heat had the biggest postseason comeback in franchise history. It came on a night when they missed 16 free throws, including at least four by LeBron James, in crucial situations. James scored 34 points and grabbed 10 rebounds, while Dwayne Wade scored 23. The Heat rallied from 15 down to beat the Boston Celtics 115-111 in overtime. With the win, they take a 2-0 lead in the NBA Eastern Conference Final. Mario Chalmers scored 22 for the Heat, who won despite an unbelievable night by Rajon Rondo. The Celtics guard played all 53 minutes and scored 44 points. He also dished out 10 assists and grabbed 8 rebounds. The New Orleans Hornets have won the NBA draft lottery. Mike Moriarty has the details.
The New Orleans Hornets were able to jump up 3 slots to win the NBA lottery and secure the first selection in next month's NBA draft. The Hornets, who were represented by head coach Monty Williams, had a 13.7% chance of getting the first pick. The Charlotte Bobcats, who won just 7 games last season, had a 25% chance at number 1 and received the second selection. The Washington Wizards dropped 1 slot to the number 3 pick, while the Cleveland Cavaliers, who won last year's lottery, came in at number 4. The Sacramento Kings rounded out the top 5. Mike Moriarty, New York.
The Toronto Blue Jays got home runs from Edwin Encarnacion, Rajai Davis, Brett Laurie, and Colby Rasmus as they got some good news from the medical staff as well after their 4-1 win over Baltimore. Starter Brandon Morrow managed to avoid serious injury after he was struck by a line drive in the 7th inning. Morrow suffered only a contusion on his right shin and could make his scheduled start next week. Looking at the forecast for today, sunny, high 19 degrees. For tonight, clear, increasing cloudiness after midnight and a low of 12. Tomorrow, cloudy again, rain beginning in the morning, wind gusting.